from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
50-minute mark here on The Fans, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. They're celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Talking a lot of Pirates. Ain't it grand? I'll be honest, Donnie. I did not expect to come in. So if you had hit me up on Friday at 6:35 p.m. and you had said to me, just hypothetically, Mulzy, what do you think we're going to be talking about? I think Starkey used to do this. At the end of a Friday show, if there was like a big baseball series or during football season, when one of the teams in town was active, which is for all but what? In fact, wait a minute. How many months of the year are none of the teams active? Two, you'd say, February and March, basically. Like maybe a 50-day stretch on the calendar. Does that sound about right?
Wait, where none of the teams are?
The Penguins are active.
I was
going to
say, the Penguins are in there.
No, what I was trying to do was think of, is there any stretch on the calendar where none of the teams are playing? And I guess really there's not. It's technically a 365 business here, right?
Yeah, I mean, hockey is like a 10.5-month regular season and playoffs. So, I mean, that...
College hoops is there too when hockey's going in February and March. It's still happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hockey never ends. Hockey has become a year-round sport that none of the players want to be year-round. Okay. Well, Starkey used to do this. He'd say, Mulzy, what do you think we're going to be talking about on Monday? Like trying to get a prediction? If you had done that same game with me and just texted me 5 minutes before that series started, honestly, what I would have said is something along the lines of, I think I'm going to come in and be ripping the Pirates for the way they handled their pitching rotation for this series. I thought they were going to get swept. I really did. That Phillies lineup is awesome. They kind of proved it in the first game of this series. They put up 6 yesterday on the Pirates, but they only got 1 win. And the upshot to all of that is now, it becomes very real at 50-49 and half a game out of a playoff spot right this second. It becomes very real to start thinking about the Pirates in the context of what are they going to do in the next 8 days, if anything, to make this team better. And I'll say this much. What I know for a fact what is unacceptable for me, what is very unacceptable for me as far as a Pirates outcome here, and that is constant talk of internal improvements and literally almost nothing done from outside to bring in help. You have to, at bare minimum, show me that you understand the gravity of your situation if you are the Pirates by doing something. It does not have to be the biggest name on the market. It doesn't have to be Luis Robert Jr. It doesn't have to be Jazz Chisholm. It doesn't have to be Brent Rooker. It doesn't have to be any one specific player. But, and I think we all know it when we see it, the old Supreme Court definition of pornography, I need to see an obvious sign in terms of how the front office conducts themselves at the deadline that they realize what they might have going here, that they realize the opportunity that lays down in, that's laying in front of them, and that they try to take advantage of it, that they attempt to capitalize on this opportunity. And that means probably adding at least one bat that slots into your starting lineup. That probably means adding a secondary bat, like somebody that's more of a situational player. It means sending a signal both to your fan base, sending a signal to the rest of your locker room that you both think this team is ready to contend and be a factor, and also understand that it's not good enough as currently constructed right now to be the factor you think it can be. It needs to be a show of faith here. And there needs to be one, because you have no idea, as we have said, ad infinitum. You have no idea if all of these pitchers will be healthy and effective at the same time every single year. You don't know if Skeens and Jones and Keller are going to be a big three year after year after year. You hope you've got like at least a half decade of all that. You don't know that guys like Luis Ortiz, or for a while it was Bailey Falter, or when he comes back, Johan Oviedo, you don't know that those guys are going to be extreme quality depth players in your rotation. You've got to strike while the iron is hot. And while it might not seem like it, the iron is hot right now. Asking for a miracle. There are 63 games left, Donnie. The Pirates have 50 wins. 63 games left. If they go 34-29, I think they would probably make the playoffs. Do you?
Yeah, I think that sweet spot's right there in the mid-80s. Like, that was a discussion that I know a couple of the shows that we were having, Jason Mackey and I were having that conversation last week. Like, what is that number that the Pirates have to get to? The Diamondbacks, just for reference, they got in last year with 84 wins.
And the Cardinals have won a World Series at 83-79. Yeah, I was using the Diamondbacks as a point of reference. If we were to look at baseball's like season summary, like what teams had what records when they got into the postseason, I'm looking at like last year. So you had Diamondbacks, obviously 16 back, get in at 84 wins. Phillies at 90 wins, Marlins at 84 wins, Jays at 89. So the AL was stacked. Everybody in the AL except for the Twins, who won a very weak division, pretty stacked. So you had a couple teams get in at 84, and one of them goes to the World Series. The previous year, Donnie, when it was just when it was the six AL teams, the Rays got in at 86 wins, the Phillies got in at 87. And so those are your two lowest totals. To go back one more year, just for argument's sake. Now, this is the five teams making the playoffs model, Donnie. Five teams, it's a little bit tougher. Everybody in 2021 had 90-plus wins. We've had 2 years, though, of this six-team format where you've got three wild cards. And in the NL, it seems like it's been a little bit easier for teams to get in as far as record-wise. So I think you can look between 84 and 86 and pretty safely say that that's your target number. They've got to show me that they believe that this team can get there to that win total, help them get there. And then they've got to know, too, I think, as a front office, if you act that way, you know that if you get to 85 wins and get in, you can be a threat to anybody. In any event, that's what they've got to do for me. That's a bare minimum for me. Show me by adding at least like one or two players. I'm not going to sit here and beg for a bat that completely transforms the middle of their lineup. If they really want to go that route, go for it. Just show that you're not going to sit on your laurels and rest on your laurels and say, well, this is a year-to-year process. We're trying to build for the long term. You have no idea when it can all go up in flames in baseball, especially when so much of this is predicated on starting pitching, and we know how fickle injuries are. This is from Ben Cherington's show yesterday. He was on with Joe Block. This is Ben Cherington's response when he was asked by Joe if this team, and Donnie, I will say this. This is going to make people mad. I famously predicted that the Pirates would go on like an 11-game winning streak when they actually did it in 2018. I said, watch, they're going to do something stupid like go and win 11 games in a row and force Neil Huntington's hand and make him make a trade, and then it's literally exactly what happened. This, for a team that won 6 of 7 going into the break and then 2 of 3 coming out of the break, Ben Cherington asked if that little streak of hot baseball affected his deadline plans.
I don't think it changes anything in terms of what our preparation has been, because even, you know, before that run of 10 games that you referenced, you know, we felt this team was capable of doing that thing. And so we were preparing to be in a position to try to add to the team, to try to help the team get better. That was what our preparation has been going back several weeks now, and we felt like we could do that, and that was the goal. So the preparation and the goals haven't changed. It clarifies, and certainly the better we play over the next week, we'll continue to clarify that. What it clarifies is the math, basically. Like, you know, like, it does help the math look better at when we win, and that helps clarify, okay, this opportunity or this potential acquisition, you know, really could make sense. Whereas if the math is not as good or not looking as good, well, then, you know, in some cases it's harder to justify, you know, things. So we still have more to learn, but it's kind of a tale of two things. It hasn't changed our outlook on the team. It hasn't changed our preparation or goals, but the wins do matter in the sense that they clarify for us, like, specific decisions or opportunities that either might make sense or might not make sense.
All right, Donnie, I want your thoughts on this too, and you can chime in 412-928-9370 if you want to get involved. That's the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. That sounded to me like a very analytical, I don't want to say cold because that's not the right word, but a very nuts and bolts way that he values a win, right? Like, there's an obvious value judgment that they have to make. We could go after this big time player, but if our playoff odds are blank, it's not worth it. If they get to a certain threshold, then it is. I mean, that's bottom line to me how I interpreted that. That was my big takeaway there. If we keep winning games, I, as a GM, and my people are going to have more of an appetite to potentially do something big because we think we're going to be there at the end this year.
Yeah, and they have about a week to make this happen. And I also think it's a situation where I just think how the market is breaking down, and this is what Major League Baseball wants. They want more teams to be in the conversation. They want more teams, and they want more fan bases to be invested and interested.
For the record, Donnie, I complain about that and say I miss the days when the season felt special, like you had to be a great team all year. Now that the Pirates, at exactly one game over 500, are a half game out of a playoff spot, I'm going to pretend I never actually said any of that other stuff.
Yeah,
as
I mean,
you were.
And plus, they actually do feel like a threat due to their pitching if they were to actually.
Yeah, they're unique. They're unique
in.
Among those teams in that nobody has, in theory, a better 1-2-3 in their rotation than they do if they can go Skeens, healthy Jones, healthy Keller.
But I think it's a situation, and I know that they normally aren't super aggressive, and when they are, everybody's going to jump all over the Chris Archer deal and what a disaster that was. But you may want to think about being more aggressive in this situation because it is such a seller's market, and there's only really a half dozen, maybe seven or eight teams at most. There's a few more in the American League than what the National League. There are two teams out of it. In reality, I know the Reds have actually made mention that they're going to pretty much concede. So I guess you could add them. But there are a lot of teams vying to be buyers and not many teams at all that'll be sellers. You may want to try being a little bit more aggressive in this situation than waiting down to that final day. I think it could get pretty tough and heated in that room as it nears 4 p.m., a little over a week from now.
The problem, I agree with you, but the problem with that is every team that's a seller knows that the more desperate teams get, the more they're offered. Like, they have no impetus unless you blow them away right now, 8 days out, with a pretty overwhelming offer to part with any premium asset, right? I mean, would you agree with that? It takes two to tango in any trade situation, and the teams that are on that obvious sellers list, they know that they can wait until damn near right at the deadline.
I mean, I would wait around if I were them too. But we've also seen situations where, you know, they do have players that they'd absolutely want to part with, this being any team that sells, and they wait around too long and nothing ever happens.
Ben Charrington, he also just asked to kind of reiterate sort of his thoughts and his motivations right now heading into the trade deadline. This is what he had to say.
You know, we have said before, we want to find ways to help this team get better. We want to find ways to help this team get better in starting now in 2024 and also help this team get continuing to get better going into the future. So it'll be us to work as hard as we need to and keep the phone lines open to figure out where those opportunities are.
That, I don't know. I hear that and hear a guy trying to be extremely careful about not verbally overextending himself and getting people too pumped up. I know that there's a tangible and practical reason why he doesn't want to say too much because he doesn't want to tip his hand to any team that could be trading with them. But like, people want to hear, no, we understand that there are things we need to add to this team and augment. And I hope what he says there, where he's just talking about pursuing avenues, is more GM speak, and that behind the scenes, he and his people are just acutely aware of exactly what they need and exactly what they have to do to go get it. Don?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Well, I wanted your interpretation there, my friend, of that little snippet from Ben Cherington.
I was getting the other one ready.
Oh no, we're gonna play that one coming up next. You don't have to worry about that one, big guy.
Okay, We've got a couple minutes locked and loaded.
Well, no, when I hear a GM talk like that, our intention is to do this. I do get tired of that statement only because, like, sometimes I wish the facade would drop a little bit and they'd be like, yes, we know that you're ticked off. We know that our offense has been near league worst. We understand that that's something we have to fix. That's like the fan in me says that, and then the guy who would have to be doing that job says, well, wait a minute, do you want everybody to know you're this desperate? Probably not.
I mean, I also kind of wonder when GMs around the league, like within like conversations with each other, like if they are or should be afraid of that. Like, should I be worried that this guy thinks I'm desperate? Like, they're probably just assuming, yeah, the Pirates absolutely need to add a bat. That's not a secret to anybody. Like, do you get what I'm saying? Like, do you think that if conversations are had between GMs around baseball,
I think everybody knows what everybody needs. I don't think like there's any fooling. I guess when I say this, you know what? There's probably, you might have changed my mind here. Like, he could probably say whatever he wants in the media because privately he can just go, I'm saying that for all the fans out there. They need to hear something. Like, here's where I'm really at, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I almost think it could be the reversal in a way, like the way you just put it. Like, he could come out to all of us and talk about being aggressive and them needing to add a player, and then behind the scenes kind of change his tune. However, that wouldn't sit well if A, that ever got out to anywhere, and B, if they really didn't come off as aggressive in any way, shape, or form after he said that. So he's just taking the like down the middle look, I feel, just to be safe.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.